Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's been a couple of years since one of Barry King's water polo teams has played a match on the Big Ten Network. It will Saturday morning at 11 over at the CBAC, where the Hoosier women take on a CWPA rival Michigan. Riding a hot streak, the women are, 5 in a row, Indiana's final home appearance now before the road grind out in front of them as we're ready to flip the calendar to April. But this is the conference opener on Saturday morning, and BK's Hoosiers have been lighting it up, 15-5 to date.
Well, it starts with Candace Schroeder, and her experience at the center, and and she's in the best shape of her life. I think she's kind of sees the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of her playing career, and is wanting to go out on the highest level she possibly can. And so when she's playing at that level, it's just making everybody else better. And, Kelly Matthews is getting quite a few good looks, and she's pretty good. So, she's capable of kind of finishing those looks. And everybody's just kind of shooting the ball just a little bit better when Candace is kind of controlling the center the way she has been lately.
Well, I tell you what, she's been doing that, and she has, 41 goals, 56 points. But, too, Barry was mentioning Kelly Matthews, and she has been nothing short of spectacular. 93 points going into Saturday's game with Michigan, 54 goals and 39 assists headed into the contest. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
One of those coveted Indiana Governor's Cup points up for grabs Saturday morning out on the varsity courts for Lynn Loring's tennis women. Hoosiers trail the PUs in total points 7-6, so a win obviously knots things up here with a whole spring ahead of us. Hoosier women have won 7 of 9, off to a 3-1 conference start. They're 13-5 overall, which I think speaks volumes considering Indiana's share of key injuries to date. But that being said, boy, have the women dug deep and found ways to win. And as Lynn was telling me.
Well, yeah, Joe, we've been very fortunate because we do have a lot of injuries, and we've had people in and out of the lineup, and I kind of call it smoke and mirrors, but we've been able to find some right combinations from the people that can play, and, we've won a lot of 4-3 matches, and a couple of matches we've lost have been 4-3 because we're right there. When we're healthy and playing well, we're a pretty good team, but we keep finding a way to win most of our close matches. So, we lost Natalie Whalen, one of our freshmen, it looks like, for at least the next couple weeks. So this weekend's going to be interesting. If she was in the lineup, she plays 1 doubles and 5 singles. I was feeling very confident against Purdue. And now I think, on paper, that probably becomes a toss-up because we're going to have to throw out some new doubles combinations and move people up in the singles lineup.
Lynn Loring, the Dean of Indiana Head Coaches. IU does have 5 of the next 7 at home on the varsity courts. By the way, a shout-out to junior Paula Gutierrez, this week's Big Ten Player of the Week, playing at 2 singles. She knocked off the 15th nationally ranked Brienne Miner of Michigan in a 3-set tiebreak, and then played well as Indiana bounced back on the road and won at Michigan State after losing that Michigan match. I'm Joe Smith.